Hello and welcome to the Ageless Abodes podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and I help people 50 and older to gracefully age in place, downsize or right size into the perfect home. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new episode. And let me be the first to welcome you to the Homeowner Tribe, where we empower you to not only procure a home investment, but to also maintain and keep it. Stay tuned. Hi family, it's Brenda Douglas, and listen, if you have lived in your home for 5 years or more, then you undoubtedly have accumulated a lot of stuff. In fact, every year people tend to accumulate more stuff, right? Typically, the more space we have, the more stuff we buy to fill the space. But listen, whether you need to sell your home immediately or not, in this episode, I'm going to share some ways that you can declutter, and we're going to start in the heart of the home, which is the kitchen. And listen, you want to declutter sooner rather than later. Please, 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 please don't contact your real estate agent before you declutter. You want to declutter first, right? Why, Brenda? Because when real estate agents, when we come to your home, one of the things we're looking at is condition. And that's part of the way that we assess the home value, right? So you want to show your home in the best light. You want to declutter the space before the real estate agent comes out, right? Now, those of us agents who work with clients who have been in their home for more than 5 years, we automatically expect clutter, right? We expect you to for the home to look lived in, right? For it to have stuff, right? But listen, you can do your part by starting way before you list the home. You don't want to wait until the last minute to start decluttering because it's more work for you, right? So again, you want to start decluttering sooner rather than later, right? Come up with the plan. And listen, when we come out, especially as agents who are working with the older population who have lived in their homes, like I said, for years, when we come out, we'll give you a declutter plan. However, you can do your part by starting to declutter. You can look at the home. You can see that it needs to be, you know, some stuff is going to have to be moved out. You can even put it in storage. The point is, you want to impress the real estate agent. You want your home to impress the real estate agent by decluttering, because again, condition is one of the factors that we look at when estimating home values. Now, trust me, I know that decluttering is a daunting task that some of you rather not take on. And so that's why it's important to stay on top of it, right? That's why it's important that you declutter every 1 to 2 years. Look at your space. What have I not used? What is taking up space, right? Some of you have sofas and chairs that you haven't sat in years, right? I'm not to judge. That's not my intention. But the point is, take an honest look, an honest inventory of what you have, and then ask yourself, what can I get rid of and not miss it at all? Research shows that people use 20% of what they own 80% of the time, right? The rest of it is just taking up space, right? And again, it's untouched. It's just sitting there, right? So we are going to get into the habit of decluttering the space or taking inventory every 1 to 2 years, right? So we can stay on top of it so that it does not become overwhelming, right? Because I know that some of you, even right now, are looking around your space going, oh, Brenda, I have a lot of stuff, right? And that is fine. You just want to address it, right? Right? No need to feel guilty. No need to feel like, oh, I really don't want to do it, because it has to be done, right? And it has to be done by you. Now, you can recruit some people to help, but it has to be done, right? And listen, Desmond Tutu once wisely said that there's only one way to eat an elephant, and that is one bite at a time, right? So we are going to tackle this thing one bite at a time so that we are not overwhelmed. I've got your back. I'm in your corner, and we're going to do this together, starting with the kitchen. Because the kitchen is the heart of the home, and the kitchen affects home value, right? So we want to jump on that, the kitchen, and we want to make it shine its best. So in this episode, I'm going to share some ways that you can declutter your kitchen. Now, let me warn you that things are going to get messy before they start to look better, but I need for you to trust me. Grab a trash bag and two medium-sized boxes, right? And you're going to keep them handy. The trash bag, of course, is for trash, but then we're going to label one box sale, and we're going to label the other box donate. And to make this process less painful, we're going to start with the big box in the room, and that is the refrigerator. Now, I want to start with the refrigerator because it does not seem like a big space, right? And yet, at the same time, I also want you to feel a sense of gratification and a sense of accomplishment once we do this refrigerator. So, we're going to start with the refrigerator. Now, I want you to grab your trash can, and I want you to look through your refrigerator and the contents in the refrigerator to see if anything is expired. Every food product has an expiration date. I want you to look for the expiration date. If the food item has expired, then I want you to discard it in the trash can. Now, that may seem simple, but again, work with me. Let's go with it, right? So you're going to look for expired food, and you're going to throw it in the trash. You're also going to look for items that you haven't eaten in a while, and perhaps you just don't want it. You know you don't want it. You know you don't want it. You haven't eaten it. You didn't like the taste of it. Go ahead and discard it. Throw it in the trash. And listen, do not forget the freezer. If you have items in the freezer that has a lot of frostbite, then you want to again discard it. Anything, again, expiration date, you want to discard it in both the refrigerator as well as the freezer. Now, for those of you who have a deep freezer sitting off to the side or perhaps in the garage, you can either do it at another time, or you can add that as part of the refrigerator clean out, right? Refrigerator freezer clean out, right? Also, if you have any food that's spoiling or is stale, go ahead and throw those out as well. If you have any empty bottles or cups, juice or what have you, cups with juice, I'm sorry. Yeah, cups with juice in them. Cups with juice in them. Again, you want to go ahead and discard that. And listen, for the items that you choose to keep or want to keep, I want you to put them in a pile, set them aside, right? Because after we clear the clutter, then we're going to have to wipe down the refrigerator. But anything that you're going to keep, you're going to put to the side. And again, you're tossing items right now from the refrigerator as well as the freezer. Items that are spoiled, items that are stale, items that are frostbitten, and items that are outdated or expired. Now, let me tell you guys that it is not a good idea to store open containers or even cans in your refrigerator. It creates more of a mess, and it can spoil your food, right? Not to mention bacteria getting into your food. So you want to be sure that whatever you choose to put back in your refrigerator, that it is in a closed container. If you have like maybe something that you're drinking and you haven't finished it, you want to find a bottle to put it in and then close the top. If you have old condiments from when you went out to a restaurant and you don't like them, you don't use them, go ahead and discard them. If you have leftovers that have gone bad, leftover food that has sat in your refrigerator for a while, go ahead and throw it in the trash. Now, if you have condiments that you want to keep, you want to set them aside until we get to the organization. Now, you want to clean the refrigerator with a combination of something that's abrasive and then also a soap, right? So, and then you want to scrub and clean the refrigerators. The shelves, take them out if you need to. Set them aside, clean the inside of the refrigerator, and then go back and clean the shelves. Now, some of you may have to unplug your refrigerator and let that freezer thaw out. If your freezer has a block of ice inside of it or even around it, it is time for you to defrost that refrigerator. So, or that freezer. So unplug your refrigerator, your freezer, I should say, no, the refrigerator. Yeah, unplug the refrigerator to defrost the freezer. Unplug it for a little while and let that frost or the block of ice thaw out. Now, I remember one time when I was living in a hotel, we had to get a cooler to put ice and put the food in the cooler. So you may have to do that temporarily. And some people even love to make their own all-purpose cleaner, right? And you can do that by combining 1 cup of ammonia, 1/2 cup of vinegar, and 1/4 cup of baking soda. And that vinegar is white vinegar. So again, you're going to mix ammonia, white vinegar, and baking soda to make your own cleansing solution or cleaning solution, that is, and then pour it into a spray bottle, or you can put it into a bowl and use a sponge so that you can scrub that refrigerator clean inside and out. So after you clean it, then you're going to organize the refrigerator. So that is a 3-step process. So you're going to declutter, then you're going to clean, and then you're going to organize. Now, this may seem simple, but we're doing this together, right? We're doing this. We're cleaning out our home, decluttering our home as a team, and we're going to take one bite at a time, and we're going to start with the refrigerator, and then we're going to clean your home, declutter your home, I should say. Together, we're going to do it as a team because I want to motivate you. And I want you to understand that it's important for you to do your part in decluttering the home and preparing it for the market. That is not the real estate agent's job. The real estate agent will come in. They'll tell you what needs to be done. But again, when we real estate agents come into your home, we're looking at the condition in order to give you an estimate of the value, right? So you want to jump on it and you want to declutter the home so that that agent can't look for reasons that may hurt you in the transaction, right? An agent comes in with a neutral eye, just like a buyer would, right? We're unbiased, just like a buyer would. When we first come into your home, it is an impression that you're making, right? So you want to declutter the home so that it can work for you and not against you. Now, when it comes to organizing your refrigerator, we can do 2 techniques. You can organize it by the type of item it is. So in other words, all of the cheeses together, all of the condiments such as ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise, putting them all together. And then also if you do a lot of cheeses, you know, put them all together. The other option is for you to organize by the use, right? So everything that you use to make sandwiches, you put together and things of that nature. Some other things that you can do to organize a refrigerator is you can buy some bins and some containers, right? Now, let me stop right there because I have an Amazon store that you are welcome to visit to find some ways to organize your refrigerator. I have an Amazon shop. It is called the URL, the website is www.amazon.com/shop. /IamADiva, and there you will find containers and things that you can order so that you can organize your refrigerator and your home. Now, let me just say that I have to disclose that I am eligible for commission on some of the items that you purchase, right? So just as a disclosure, I have to reveal that. But again, there are those containers and things of that nature that you can purchase so that you can organize your refrigerator. Again, it's www.amazon.com/shop/IamADiva. But you can get clear plastic containers. You can also get labels and label items. I prefer the clear containers or bins. Again, you can find those things on my Amazon store, but I also want to suggest that you put a liner, line the shelves, right? Because so often things spill, right? They spill in the refrigerator, then it's a mess to have to scrape it off. So you can line the shelves with something, a liner, so that it catches the spill and anything that's sticky, right? So that when you go to clean it the next time, all you pretty much have to do is pick it up and discard it and replace it. Now, in order to maximize the space in the freezer, one of the things my son and I do is we take the food item out of its original container, and we pretty much put the package in the freezer. And that helps us to maximize the space in the freezer. But you want to give every food category a home, right? And that's the whole, that's one of the things that I keep in mind when I'm organizing any room in my home is to give it a home. Give your keys a home, give everything a home so that you can always return it to that home and you'll know where to find it when you need it. So in that same way, you're going to give your items in your refrigerator a home. For example, some people use the bottom of those bins for, some people use them for fruits and vegetables. Some people use them for sodas. Whatever you choose to store, some people choose water bottles. Whatever you choose to store in those bins, make it a home for that and then keep it for that particular purpose. Even when you are using the clear bins in order to organize, again, give it a home. For example, on the top shelf, the middle shelf, things of that nature. All right, guys, so I was going to make this all about the kitchen, but I think I'm going to stop right now with the refrigerator, and then we're going to go on to another episode will be all about the cabinets and things of that nature. I'm going to break it down even further, right? So we have the home, which is the big elephant, and then we're going to break it down into small portions. I was going to do the entire kitchen in this episode, but that will be extremely too long, right? So I'm going to break it down even further. So this episode is all about organizing the refrigerator in the kitchen, right? And then again, we're going to move on to, you know, the cabinets and things of that nature. So we're going to break this down even smaller by ending this episode here. But listen, I want to thank you so much for listening to the episode. If it has been helpful to you, please go ahead and like and subscribe to this channel. And hit that notification bell so that you can be notified whenever a new episode is uploaded. And listen, I want to encourage you to share this episode or this podcast with someone who is a homeowner who can benefit from these from this podcast. This podcast is not just about buying a home. It's not just about selling a home. It is also about helping you to maintain it and to keep it for foreclosure and to keep it in general, right? Keep it in the family. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I will meet you in the next episode.